I'm writing down what happens.
I have seen this probably 5 or 6 times.
Yeah.
But when I watched it the other day, I was like, wow, lot of stuff.
I watched it one time and I must have thrown up.
We're not recording yet, so I don't want to. Yes, oh, we are? Why do you do this? Okay.
Well, I didn't throw up last night.
Okay. On that note, let's just jump in here.
Okay.
Okay. My name is Chelsea.
I'm Erin.
And this is Slasher Movie Review. On tonight's episode, we're going to dive into the Paris catacombs.
Oh my God.
With discussing As Above, So Below, which came out in 2014, and it's my pick. Probably one of my top cave exploration horror movies.
How many are there?
So I was thinking about this the other day.
Did you write this in your notes? Like, this has to be in my top three.
No. The Descent is probably number one.
And it's then, so fake, though.
I know. Like, none of that rock climbing stuff could have happened. But we're not talking about that. What are the other ones? So, and then there's like the alien abduction horror section. And then there's actual slasher.
Yeah.
And then there's possession and zombie, I think. Yeah.
Well, there's a ton of them.
Yeah. So you have to section them off.
Section them off. You're just full of shit.
I'm not full of shit. Because I was thinking about this when I was walking Cooper the other day.
You've only seen 2 cave movies. And they're in your top 2.
They're in my top 2.
Did you give Cooper his bed, or is he going to come jingling over?
I did. Okay. I gave him my bed, or his bed. So this was directed by John Dowdle. Names are hard. Mm-hmm. He also directed Quarantine and Devil, that elevator movie.
Ooh, that one was good.
I know.
Both of those were good.
I haven't seen Devil. I think I've seen it once.
I thought we watched it together.
We watched it together, but it was only that one time that I've seen it.
Okay.
I haven't seen it after that. And he also directed the Poughkeepsie tapes.
Poughkeepsie?
Yes. And it's through the eyes of a serial killer.
That's on Netflix now, isn't it?
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that'd be a good one.
I think. I saw somebody in one of like the horror fan pages on Facebook mentioned something about it. Like, they wanted to talk to about it.
That'd be a good one, I think. Anyway.
Not if it's filmed first person.
It is. And you might throw up. Mm-hmm. That's the thing. So the cast is Perdita Weeks, who plays Scarlett. Ben Feldman, who plays George. Edwin Hodge, who plays Benji. Francois Seville as Pepion. Or Pap. Marion Lambert as Susie.
Yeah.
And then Ali, not even going to try to say that, as Zed. Because
Zed doesn't have a lot of screen time.
He's one of the last survivors.
Well, yeah, but like, he's just kind of like quiet the whole time. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have to move my head over from the microphone as to not gulp in the microphone, because it has been told by my husband, who does the editing, that I do that quite loudly.
I think we talked about, did we talk about it at the end of the last probably one, or once it was over with?
Probably both. I don't know.
I don't know why you gulp.
I don't know why either. God. So this is filmed almost 100% in the actual Paris catacombs.
Are you for real?
Mm-hmm.
I would not have expected that at all.
Yeah, they're the only film that has gotten permission to film down there, and it's because they brought all of their own equipment.
Okay.
And they said something about the lighting too, but I can't remember. They brought down only headlamps and like a couple other lights, and that was it.
Is that to preserve the bones?
I think so.
To not have it super bright down there?
Mm-hmm. Because in the Paris catacombs, there are 6 million bodies.
That's, like, blows my mind.
Buried down there. Yeah. And so they would film, and then they would come up for lunch, and then go right back down
Can you imagine actually filming down there?
No, because I have a feeling that put in a position like that, I would be extremely claustrophobic.
It would be like filming in a haunted house.
Yeah.
Like a funhouse haunted house.
Yeah. Ben Feldman is actually extremely claustrophobic.
He was George?
He was George.
I like him.
I do too. And yeah, so they had to take breaks.
So when he's sweating, he's actually sweating.
He's actually like freaking out. Yeah. So I don't know. And this movie is so that Scarlett is an archaeologist.
Yeah.
And she's in search of the Philosopher's Stone. She wants to finish out her father's work, which her father died by suicide. He hung himself. And that's brought up like later.
Mm-hmm.
I know. The cats, you can't.
I know. That makes me laugh. Sorry.
You can hear him jumping off the table. And, yeah, I'm trying to look at what I have in the notes.
So it starts out, I mean, that's basically
that's
it.
That's essentially.
She's looking for this, like, magic stone, which what is, like, an alchemist stone that can turn, like, alchemy, like, turn random things like lead into gold.
Nicholas Flamel.
Yeah. And it can heal people. It's just like a magic stone.
And so it's like in any of like the treasure hunter movies, like National Treasure, Tomb Raider, Indiana Jones. One piece will lead to another piece.
It reminded me of Da Vinci Code.
Yes.
A lot.
Yes.
Maybe because they're like in Paris. Maybe that had something to do with it too. But and they're like getting all these random riddles. Okay.
Big time.
At the beginning. So she's a super smart girl that's like 25 but has like her doctorates and everything.
I want to comment on this too because everybody in this film is super attractive.
Yeah, I actually said when they get together with like Papillon's group, I'm like, why are they all so beautiful?
Susie?
Yeah.
Probably not how you pronounce her name, but
no,
that's
Susie.
Is it?
Yeah.
She is gorgeous.
They're all gorgeous.
Yeah.
And they're all like gorgeous in a different way. So it's not just all like, oh, they all have blonde hair and blue eyes.
Yeah.
No, they're like a mixed variety of gorgeousness.
Yeah, like Pap is super cute. He's super cute with like the shaggy hair and stuff. And I don't know. It's just, he's my favorite.
He was probably my favorite too.
Yeah.
Was my favorite.
Womp womp.
So it starts out. What's her name? Scarlett.
Scarlett is in Iran.
She's in Iran. She sneaks into Iran. She, like, sneaks across the border from, what, like, Syria?
Yeah, and the punishment for crossing the border is to be buried up to your neck and then having a stone wall fall on you. She says that. I don't know if it's accurate. Like, I didn't look into it, but that's what she says.
I feel like that is wrong.
Right.
Maybe, I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know how it works over there.
And they're bombing a cave system there or the city. I can't remember.
Mm-hmm.
And she's looking for the rose key, which will then lead her to the Philosopher's Stone.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So she meets up with a friend. There's a cave. She, like, crawls into this cave. They're getting ready to blow it up. So they're doing, like, a countdown. There's police, like, I think it's the
all
basement
over
of
the
a building.
Place. Yeah.
But they're like chasing people out, checking, making sure that no one's in there before it blows up. So they're like hiding from the police, running around all crazy. It's all handheld camera. So in the first 5 minutes, I'm like, great. I'm definitely going to throw up.
I know. I should have warned you because I forgot how shaky the camera is throughout the entire thing.
Too, because I've seen it before.
Right.
I don't know.
I should have told you to take Dramamine before watching it.
So she finds this, like, super cool bull statue that's, like, gigantic. And it has all this writing all over it. So she's trying to, like, scan it all really quick with her camera to, like, take this information back before it blows up.
I think to George. Mm-hmm. I think George is the translator guy.
George is her friend that speaks Aramaic. Or can read Aramaic.
He can read it, and then, I mean, they both speak. Like, Scarlett speaks four languages fluently, and then two dead languages.
Of course she does.
Yeah, because why not?
Why not?
Lara Croft can speak seven languages fluently.
Can she?
Mm-hmm. I remember
she's
that.
A real person.
I remember that from Tomb Raider.
Well, she is. She's basically a redhead Lara Croft.
Yeah.
Like, she's super duper smart, super beautiful, adventurer.
Yeah. It's fine.
It's fine. Chelsea just dumped her tea everywhere.
Just spilling tea here. It's okay. We're fine. Everything's fine.
I don't
know
what is my problem. Maybe because I have tomorrow off and it's like a big deal.
Oh, yeah. It's okay.
And I'm full of pizza and cake.
Pizza and cake. So, yeah.
Okay, so she... and then I didn't watch the rest.
I didn't watch the rest of it.
Okay, so she barely escapes the cave. They're like, countdown. It starts exploding when she's like getting out of the cave. Her guide took off. And he says, like, I have a family. Like,
I need to leave now.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, you're going to go freaking nutso like your dad.
She escapes.
She escapes. Yeah, I'm like skimming through my notes. Okay, so that's when she tracks down George.
Who's a fixer?
George breaks into places to fix things. So he breaks into this church in Paris, I'm assuming. Because mm-hmm. I don't think she leaves Paris to...
No, the whole thing, the rest of it takes place in Paris.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he breaks into this church and fixes their clock so that the church bells actually ring, which was freaking cool.
And they haven't rang in like 260
years. I think it was 285.
Yeah.
And I kind of thought it was dumb because he goes, these people haven't heard their church bells ring in 285 years.
And well, I'm no like, one has.
Vampires?
Vampires.
What are you doing?
I think my mug's cracked. But what? I'll worry about it later. It's okay.
Let's just start over.
We're done. We need to redo.
Okay, so they figure out in a very like Tomb Raider Da Vinci Code way
they
need to go down in the catacombs.
Yeah, they take the because Nicholas Flamel.
I thought you were gonna say Nicolas Cage.
No.
And I'm like, wrong movie.
He didn't create the Philosopher's Stone. He took the recipe essentially and created the Philosopher's Stone like in the 14th century.
I'm glad you wrote that down because I did
it. Yeah. And fun fact, they talk about how Flamel and his wife's graves are empty. They are in fact empty. I looked it up.
Are they really?
Mm-hmm. No one knows where their bodies are buried.
They're like 385.2 feet below the surface or whatever they are.
741.
Yeah, but it was halfway. Yeah.
And so they go and they take the headstone off because Flamel's headstone is in a museum.
Yeah, because all of the bodies from that cemetery ended up going down into the crypt.
Okay, yeah. There was like a cave-in or something.
No, I thought that they just moved everything.
Oh. Well.
Because they were talking about how cemeteries were like everywhere and there's stinking bodies, so then they just started putting them all underground.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And I think that there was like a map and there was a place where the cemetery was.
Okay.
But they took the cemetery out. They put his headstone in a museum.
Like the plaque for the cemetery, like in the catacombs.
Yes.
Gotcha.
So it's like, okay, these are all the bones from such and such cemetery.
Okay. And so they take the headstone off, figure out that the Philosopher's Stone is X amount of feet underground.
Which she does at this point. It's, I think they do it in National Treasure.
There's
a stone and she's like, oh, well, there's supposed to be a map here. Oh, these random household chemicals. So she like pours chemicals all over it, lights it on fire, and then ta-da, there's the visible.
She has taken alchemy classes. Like, that's one of her things that she talks about in the beginning interview.
Well,
is
that's not alchemy, that's chemistry.
Right. Oh, yes.
She's taken so many alchemy classes.
Yeah.
But she, because there's like a riddle that they find, and then they talk about like certain chemicals, and she's like, oh, those are in random household cleaners.
Yeah.
So in the museum, somebody, a bad housekeeper, I can say that because I'm a housekeeper,
yeah,
left out all their cleaning supplies just sitting there for them to vandalize things with.
And they do. And they find out where it is. And so this entire time, George is like, yeah, I'm not going with you.
Yeah, because they figure out that there are, like, hidden tunnels off of the catacombs.
They go on a public tour first, yeah, kind of to get the layout of the catacombs and all that. And then they see a kid, which I thought that this part was really creepy. They see a kid just, like, sitting in the corner of the catacombs.
Just, like, reading, listening to music. Yeah. Just hanging out.
And the kid's like, oh, you want Papillon?
Yeah, because they ask for Papillon. They, like, hold back on the tour, and they're like, okay, we have to go this way. We have to figure out how, yeah, to, like, how to break away from the tour group and go in this direction. And then there's this random kid, and he's like, go to such and such bar and ask for Papillon.
Yeah.
And then he disappears.
He disappears completely. So they end up going to the bar, which reminded me a lot of the bar scene in American Werewolf in Paris.
It kind of reminded me of in The Crow, when there's the, yes, party and that, whatever.
Yeah.
In the church.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very gothic. But, and yeah.
And when they go into the club, like, Benji is there. Benji is the person that's filming everything.
Yeah.
Because Scarlett wants to get everything, like, on camera. And,
well, they're doing a documentary.
Yeah.
We probably should have, like, went back
to, we probably should have, but.
That's why they all have cameras.
Here we are. And then there's this weird ass woman who's, like, staring at Benji.
I don't understand that because she shows up later in the catacombs. Yeah. Too.
Yep.
So, like, what?
I don't know. She's some weird lady.
Was that his, like, thing, though? Because you never find out.
Oh.
Like, they all have the thing that's, yeah, like, haunting them?
Oh, maybe. It could be.
Yeah, okay.
So they go and they find Pap and his girlfriend Susie and their friend Zed. Mm-hmm. And Pap does more private tours of the catacombs not for tourists or anything, but for people that want to seek a little bit more adventure. Mm-hmm. And Scarlett's like, there's treasure down there. I only want the stone.
Yeah, so she, like, bribes him with the treasure, and then she said, I only want this one thing.
Yeah.
Like, you
can take everything else. And he's like, hell yeah. Like, that sounds great.
Yeah. Do you know Papillon means butterfly?
Yep.
I didn't know if you knew that or not.
Yeah.
Like Papillon the dog with the big fluffy ears.
What?
Papillon. Yeah. It's like Cooper, but the ear hair is, like, long and fluffy.
No. I knew it meant butterfly, but I can't remember how I knew that.
Because of Papillon the dog, I probably told you that.
Probably.
And Papillons are real cute.
I love little Cooper-looking doggies.
Yeah, that's the part where I'm like, why do they all look beautiful?
Yeah, because...
when they're, like, getting ready to go. So they're like, okay, we're getting ready. George is just going to, like, walk them there. Like, he's not going to go down in the caves.
Because he is still pissed off at Scarlett for getting him locked up in a...
Turkish prison.
And she's like, oh, well, it was more just, like, a jail cell. Like, you're fine.
Relax.
Yeah. And I think they had a relationship. I think that they're, like, exes or whatever. But
yeah, because that comes up later.
Yeah. But she needed him to do translations, so.
So, yeah, they're all walking. George is like, I'm not going down there. They load not up all this, like, caving stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, they have food, water, batteries, all the stuff they need to, like, be down there for who knows how long. And it, like, right up to the last minute, George is like, I'm not going.
And he keeps, like, going farther and farther. He's like, well, I'll just walk you to the fence. And
it's
then...
it's because she's, like, Scarlett's, like, egging him on. Oh, yeah. Just a little farther. Just come with us a little more.
Yeah, of course.
And that's when I would like to bring up, do not bend to peer pressure.
Yeah, because shit goes down.
People can peer pressure the shit out of me, and I'm like, no.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that. That's ridiculous.
That's silly. But it wasn't necessarily his fault, though, because they get to the entrance.
Yeah, which is like this. They're under a bridge, so they're in like a railway tunnel.
Yeah.
And it's kind of dark. and there's this like sewer, like drainage thing that they need to climb through to get down there. And then the police show up.
Yeah. And the police freaking steamroll. I don't know. I can't remember who it was.
I want to say it was Papillon. It's one of them. And it, like, the cameras are all going crazy at this point because some people are climbing down into the hole. Some people are handing out bags. And then all of a sudden, boom.
Like, and this is where Aaron threw up.
I didn't throw up. I had to take a break. Because, you know, well, do you get motion sickness from anything?
Roller coasters.
Okay. Well, you know that feeling. You get hot and sweaty, and then you feel like that the rest of the day.
Yeah,
like,
it's the worst.
Nothing makes it go away. So the whole time I'm watching, I'm like, okay, I can get through this. I can do it. And I'll tell you the point when we get to it. I'm like, I need to drink some cold water, maybe go outside for a minute.
And this is where I messaged Aaron and I said, you can just Wikipedia the rest of it because I feel bad. I was like, I'm sorry I made you watch this.
Well, I've seen it before. I can't believe that I didn't remember like how shaky it was.
You're just getting older.
Fuck off. So are you.
That's why I can't ride roller coasters anymore, though.
Because you're old?
Yeah. When we were at Universal Studios, I rode the Hulk.
Uh-huh.
And I rode it first thing in the morning, and I was sick the rest of the day.
And I mean, getting old is better than the alternative.
That's true. Could wind up in hell, in the hell gates.
Yeah.
So they get tackled by the police and they all scurry into the hole super quick. They're throwing smoke grenades and stuff to escape, which I thought the cops were throwing, but Pap's
throwing them to like
deter the police. Them. Yeah. So they get under there and Pap like points to a graffiti wall that like he did.
Oh, I want to say that I really liked Zed's Robert De Niro.
I did too. Yeah.
He just kind of like, the voice is wrong, but he does make a good face.
He makes like, a good, yeah. It up.
Okay.
So they're going down and they come to kind of like a crossroad. Like Pap's like, okay, we have to go this way. Like this is the way to go.
You're not going to talk about the weird witch stuff?
Oh, yeah. Oh, with that woman. Maybe you should just, and I'll just chime in because I miss stuff like real bad.
What, were you doing something else while it was on?
No. I just completely missed.
Well, so they're like, they're just going along. Everything's fine. Pap knows where they're going. He tags his name on the wall at one point.
Mm-hmm.
And he's all, like, everyone's having fun. They're, like, in good spirits.
Yeah.
Well, they hear this chanting, and they walk past this big, it's like a room. It's not even a cave.
Yeah.
And there's probably, I don't know, a dozen or so.
I would say, like, old women.
Topless women. And they have skirts on. And they're, like, singing. And it's real creepy and scary. Mm-hmm. And there's candles lit everywhere. And I think the one
main girl is the girl from the bar that stares at Benji.
Okay. So I'm just going to call her the weird girl.
Yeah.
Because she walks past the bar and is, like, staring in at Benji. And then she's in this, like, group of women.
Yeah.
And does she turn and look?
She turns and looks. Yeah. It's her. Yeah.
So they're like, oh, God. And they go hustling along. And then, yeah, that's when they get to, like, a crossroad where they need to either climb over this big mountain of bones for, what, like, 100 yards?
Yeah, half mile. I thought it was, like,
A long way. Okay. So they have to either climb over this big pile of bones or go through this little tiny stoned over doorway. And they're like, oh, well, Scarlett's like, we have to go this way because it's way quicker. It'll cut like hours off. And then that's when Pap talks about his friend, the mole. Yeah.
Who I can't remember what his actual name is, but they call him the mole.
And well, they just, whatever the mole is in French.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so Pap's like, well, my friend was down here like 2 years ago and went that way and never came back.
Yeah.
How terrible.
Yeah.
Ugh. So they don't end up going that way. And Benji gets caught in the rocks. Oh. And I think it's one of those situations where you're caught and you just freak out.
Well, he's however many feet underground. He's on a big pile of bones and he's stuck. So he goes into like panic mode.
Where Scarlett's trying
to like talk him down and he's like freaking out crying. And that almost, I almost had to fast forward that because that's what I don't like in films. When someone is panicky, crying, freaking out like that for an extended amount of time.
Yes.
And it like gives me anxiety.
Yeah.
Listening to it, like it stresses me out. So he is just hysterical, stuck in the bones. And she finally, like, they talk him down.
Yeah. Because I imagine Scarlett has been in some shit.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Like, her and George both, I think, have...
Yeah. Well, I think George is probably, like, a relatively chill guy. But he, of course, is going to follow, like, a hot, super smart girl.
Of course.
Wherever she's going.
Yeah.
Including Turkey to land in prison.
Oh, George.
Because that's what he says. He's like, no, I'm not going anywhere with you. You're bad news.
Yeah.
And she's like, come on.
And he tells the whole group, like, no, you need to not follow her.
Don't
like,
go with her.
Please don't go with her. And they're like, no, treasure.
So they climb over all the bones and they wind up back to where they had to decide to climb over the bones or go through Creepy Tunnel.
And this is where shit starts going crazy. And there's a big cave collapse, as is...
Oh, yeah.
As happens in every caving movie.
Yeah.
There's a big cave collapse. We can't go that way. What are we going to do? We're trapped down here.
So, yeah. So they climb over all the bones. There's a cave in, and they're stuck either climbing back over the bones or going through the creepy... tunnel. Mm-hmm. So then they have to go through Creepy Tunnel.
Yeah, and they can't climb back over the bones because it's collapsed.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, and then that's when... So they go into the Creepy Tunnel, and as soon as they get in there, they see where Pap had tagged it.
Yeah.
And that, like, flips everybody out, too.
Well, Scarlett still kind of has a level head about everything, but Pap is like, no, this is wrong. Something is wrong. And then they come across a piano, too, which we didn't talk about what happened to George and why he hates caves. George's brother drowned in a cave.
Yes.
And he got his foot stuck in a cave, I think, like, close to the seashore, and it flooded and he drowned.
I kind of pictured, like, a tide type thing.
Yeah.
Like, he was stuck, tide coming in.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It could have been any,
And George said he was going to go get help, and he got lost in the woods. And by the time they got back,
his brother
had died.
Which is freaking terrible.
It's awful. And so they come across a piano that looks exactly like the piano that George and his brother played on. And they play, like, some song, and he's like, oh, the A bar. I don't know pianos. I don't know.
One key on the piano was broken, so the song... Was it like My Bonnie Lives Over the Ocean?
Yes.
Was it that?
It was.
Oh,
good job.
I just guessed.
Oh.
It must have stuck in there. Yeah, they couldn't finish it because like the last note in that song, the key was broken. So he like stands there and he plays it and the same key was broken.
Yeah, which still Scarlett's like, it's a coincidence. Like she's not.
She also, right before that too, so they see the Pap thing and then they talk about how like the street caved in, like above where they were, and 100 people died. Or however many people 50. Died. And then, no, 50 people went down there to, like, clean it up and disappeared. Like, that's how fucked up this place is.
Ugh.
And then that's when they heard the phone ringing. And Pap was like, they used to run the phone lines down here, but they took them all out 50 years ago.
Yeah, Pap is slowly freaking out more and more and more because he's like, this, no, everything's wrong. We need to find a way out of here.
Yeah.
And so the phone is ringing... Because Scarlett, her thing is, and they all have like little things.
They all have like a scary story or like something they feel guilt about. And that's kind of like what's haunting them. Like George's is that his brother died. You get to Pap's like later on. Hers, so her dad committed suicide. Well, he called her that night and she didn't answer the phone.
Yeah. And so that was the phone ringing.
So that's like her guilt. Mm-hmm. So the phone's ringing and she just goes and answers it. And she hears a voice on the line. Mm-hmm. And that's when she starts to freak out.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, we need to get out of here. So then shortly after that, they find the mole. And he's totally fucked up.
He looks like he's been down there for 2 years. Like, he's super skinny.
He's pale. And his eyes are weird.
All dark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, you guys want out? I know the way out. And they're all kind of like, have you fucking been down here for 2 years? Like,
what are you doing?
In the dark? Like, that's... Yeah. So they...
Do you think he was genuinely trying to find the way out in the beginning?
No.
No. He was just an evil spirit.
Yeah, I think he was just like an evil spirit or something. Because, I don't know, maybe... But, like, what's scary about that scene is that, so now it's completely pitch dark. They have their headlights on. And, like, they look at him, look away, and when they look back at him, he's, like, 30 feet down the...
Yeah.
Like, every time he moves, mm-hmm. it's, like, an inhuman quickness to him, and they're still following him anyway.
Because Pap's like, oh, my God, my friend, and, like, really believes that this is his friend.
And then they find the well, and they had a lot more rope than they were actually carrying.
Yeah.
Did you notice that?
Yes.
Because they're, like, rappelling down this well, and they have, like, four lines of rope going down, and mm-hmm. when they're going through all this, like, one guy had, like, a roll of rope over his shoulder.
Yeah.
They did not have enough.
They didn't.
Shit.
No. And so they're all going down this well, and of course, one person is going to slip and freak out, and it's Benji, the cameraman.
Yeah.
And his hands are all fucked up now. Like, they're bandaged and stuff, but rope burn and Jim, like...
Yeah, just make it 20 worse. 20 times to make it worse. Scarier.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go through, I called it the water demon tube.
Yeah, because there's bricks on both sides and it's a tunnel. And then in between the bricks, there's probably like 3 feet, 2 feet of just water.
That was something else. That was in Indiana Jones, I think, wasn't mm-hmm. it? Where rats come.
Yeah. And they have to like get down and hide under the
what
caskets.
Indiana Jones is that?
Last Crusade.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. With Elsie.
Oh, yeah. So it's like that, if you've seen that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like 3 feet of water on each side. There's like a little tiny ledge, mm-hmm. and they have their feet on the ledge to like work their way down. And
yeah.
Is that when like all the sound goes out?
That's when all the sound goes out, and they don't know what the fuck is going on.
So all of a sudden, it sounds like they're underwater.
Yeah.
And they like splash the water. It makes the sound like if your head is underwater in the tub or pool or something, and you're splashing water. And then when the sound comes back on, it's like demons screaming.
Yeah, they come across to above a doorway. It's the abandon all hope ye who enter here, which is...
Yeah, why didn't I write that down? Was it there?
Yeah, that's the sign above the gates of hell in Dante's Inferno.
Yes. Which I've actually read several times.
I want
to pretend that I'm smart.
But I just think I would freak out. Like, I think it would be one of those books that I would be like, ugh.
It's really not that bad.
I started watching the cartoon, though. There's a cartoon.
Is it good?
It's pretty good. It's fucked up, though.
Yeah. I was just going to say something else about that. You've read, like, Shakespeare, right?
Yeah.
It's kind of like that, like... It's totally different, like, how everything is worded. So you kind of, like, get the gist.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what's happening, but it's kind of hard to read. Because I'm not smart.
I'm not one of those smart people.
Okay, so then they go through that tube. They find a dead end. But then at the dead end, there's, like, Egyptian hieroglyphics everywhere.
Yes.
And that gives her, like, more keys to the
Which,
puzzle.
Why are there Egyptian hieroglyphics in a Paris catacomb?
Whenever they do stuff like that, I think of aliens.
Yes! It's aliens.
It's always aliens.
It's always aliens.
Why is there Egyptian hieroglyphics in the Mayan temples. I mean, there's probably not, but no. If there was, it would be aliens.
It would be aliens. So they figure out, and I thought that this was super smart. George and her, like, figuring it out and stuff, and it's like, what year were the pyramids built before Copernicus or after or whatever? I don't know. Mm-hmm. You'll have to watch it in order to get the actual... They figure out that it's there's a term for it where if you pull a stone out, it's like a hinge.
A booby trap.
Yeah. So if they pull the wrong stone out, the ceiling's going to collapse. Luckily, Scarlett and George are both very intelligent people, and they figure out it's the seventh stone, and they pull the seventh stone out,
mm-hmm.
and then a door opens. So when the door opens...
Once again, very Indiana Jones.
Right. Well, it's not a door. It's like a tunnel that, like, slides.
Yeah.
They go through another
passageway.
And is this... They have to, like, swim underwater, though.
That's not there yet.
That's not there yet.
No, because when they find the new tunnel, it leads them into that one
room. The crypt. Room,
and there's one of the knights from The Last Crusade.
Yes! I love it.
He's wearing, like, that kind of
outfit. He's wearing a crusade outfit, like the red and white with, like, the red cross.
Yeah, like...
And he looks freshly dead.
In Indiana Jones. Last Crusade.
Yeah.
Like, he's going to tell him to pick a cup.
Yeah. It's the cup of a carpenter.
You're just looking at me like, I'm so sick of you. And then so they find him, they find, like, more riddles, like, okay, this can't be it, there has to be more to it. So they all turn off their headlamps. I would not do that.
And
they see, there's, like, a pool in the corner mm-hmm. of the room, and they see light coming through it, and then that's when they, like, dive down underwater, swim through the thing, and then come up in another room,
and then this is where all of the jewels are.
Yes, all of the jewels.
Behind a gate,
mm-hmm.
and then there is the Philosopher's Stone in a wall, and so Scarlett goes through the whole, like...
Figuring out what everything is.
Yeah.
Smart people stuff.
Right, and so she pulls the stone out of the wall, like, chips it out. And she realizes, obviously, there's going to be a booby trap in here.
Yeah, it's kind of like a fist-sized ruby.
Yeah, and...
Or salt. It's not shiny like a ruby. It's like Himalayan salt.
Yeah, like a big...
It's like my deodorant.
It is. Like crystal, like red crystal deodorant.
She went all that way for some $4 deodorant.
God damn it. Not worth it. And so this is when Pap, Zed, and Susie go to take the gate off of the...
To get the jewels.
And Scarlett's like, no, like, you can't take anything. And all of a sudden, cave in.
Yeah.
And Susie is, like, horribly... Like, her arm is...
Everybody's kind of busted up. Like, Zed's face is busted up.
Yeah, but, like, nobody, like, cares to fix that. Like, it looks like he has a broken nose.
No, they fix it.
They do?
Pap is, like, kind of feeling it, like,
oh,
it looks like at one point. I mean, they're not, like, resetting it or anything.
No.
Setting it.
Yeah.
Resetting it. I don't know. He definitely has a broken nose. And then Susie has, like,
it's like a
super bad cut in her arm.
I thought.
Is it broken?
It's broken. Like, the bone is... Like, is you that can what, see the bone, kind
okay.
of.
Okay, I wasn't sure if that was just, like, gross cut or if that was bone.
And so, I think it's bone.
Anyway, fucked up bad.
Yeah. And so, that's when Scarlett tries out the Philosopher's Stone. And so, she rubs...
Crazy.
So, she rubs the stone on her hands, and then she holds her hands over the arm, and it's healed. But it looks like it would be very painful. Like in Harry Potter when the bones are growing back and he's, like, screaming.
Oh, yeah. It's better than running around in the cave with bones sticking out of your arm.
That's true. Yeah.
And it's only, like, moments of pain, though.
Yeah. And they probably could have saved some of that power because she dies, like, within the next 2 minutes.
I know. Like, God, what's the point?
So...
Oh, I kind of wonder, too, once the ceiling caved in, I wonder if that gate did open and they could have taken out, like, $50 worth of stuff.
I think so. Like, I think if they would have spent time to, like...
It was all very... Everyone's super scared, and the ceiling caved in, and it's dramatic.
But this is where everything becomes more like hell. Like, everything gets turned around and is backwards.
That's when they go through the floor, then.
Yeah.
Okay, you can tell that part.
And so they go, and, like, the mole, their friend, is not acting how he was normally acting, like, in the beginning of this.
No, you're missing parts.
How am I missing parts? She dies, like, right then.
No, she doesn't die before they leave that room. She dies after they leave that room.
What?
So they're all in the room with a cave-in, and they're like, fuck, how do we get out of here?
With the dead guy. She dies in that room.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they're like, what do we do? How do we get out of here? And then they, there's a puddle on the floor, and it's like a hexagon shape, and there's a hexagon painted on the ceiling. So they're like, okay, well, as above, so below. So then they, like, break through the floor, like the little hexagon thing, and it's, like, super thin. And they break through, and when they climb through, they're back in, like, a mirrored image room.
Yes.
Of the guy, the crusader guy. I know he's not a crusader, fine. But that's how he's dressed. And he is, like, rotten, though. Did you notice that?
Yes.
And everything is spookier. So I'm like, okay, well, now they're definitely in hell, right?
Yeah.
And then their friend, the mole, is in there, all, and like, creepy, all waiting for them.
Like, way more fucked up.
And way more fucked up. And then that's when he attacks Susie, and that is pretty brutal and gross.
Her head is essentially smashed in. Like, Susie goes and is just like, hey, like, are you okay? Like, what's going on?
She goes right up to him because, I mean, before all the shit happened, they were friends.
Yeah.
Like, why would you...
And he just, like, completely smashes her head in on the pavement.
Yes.
And they try to fix her, and they can't.
Because she's dead at that
She's,
point.
Like, way dead.
Yeah, they try to use the stone on her, but they think that they can't use the stone because
she's already
dead. It's too late. Yeah.
Yeah. And so Pap is devastated, and they keep trucking. Because they have to leave her, like, they can't
stay down there. So, yeah, they're basically going back through all the same stuff that they had already done, but way fucking scarier.
Yeah.
Like, so they go back through that room, and then they get back to the well. I think that's it. They get back to the well, and they have to go down the well again. So I think Benji says something like, how far underground are we? And they're like, I don't know, 1,000 feet.
They have to go down in order to get back up, which is what the mole says to them before all of this shit happens. He's mm-hmm. just like, you have to go down before you can go up. He doesn't say it that well, but yeah. Like,
so down is up. They go back down another well, which, why are there wells underground
I don't know.
To be scary. Oh, I think that they actually mentioned that, like, linking the catacombs together, like upper ones and lower ones or something like that.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe I just made that up.
Whatever.
I made that up.
I believe it.
So they go down. Benji, his hands are hurt, so he's, like, hesitating. He's the last one to go down. He's, like, sitting on the edge of the well. Everyone is down below already. And then that creepy, weird girl, you see her, like, walk by once. And you're like, okay, fuck. Who's recording him?
He has the camera, like, on the well.
Oh,
like,
the
thing's resting.
He has, like, the actual camera, because, not, like, the head camera.
Yeah, because he put in cameras into all of the headlamps.
Yes.
So that everything is caught convenient.
And everything can make me want to throw up.
Right. Yeah.
Not just one person standing back with a camera or one person running. No, it's everyone's camera angles.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the weird girl pushes him down the well.
And he dies.
And he dies terribly. And then you see him get pushed. You hear him screaming from, like, the bottom of the well. And everyone's just standing around there. And then it's, like, splat.
Yeah. And Benji has been Scarlett's...
Videographer?
Yes.
Is that what it is?
I don't know.
Filmiographer.
Filmology. He he has followed her for like months, like on this journey this and stuff.
So they're like super close.
Yeah. So she is freaking out. And then it's just Zed, Pap, George, and Scarlett left.
The tunnel. At one point, too, the tunnel closes behind them. And then there's like another trippy water thing.
Ugh.
Oh, that was before. That was when they got the stone. And because it caves in, but it doesn't cave in on the way they came in. When they turn around to leave that room, it's stoned over.
Yes.
Or it's like filled in with cement or something. To backtrack a little bit.
Yeah, that's okay.
I mean, we could have just said it caved in and that's that. But that makes it extra scary because the way they came in when they turned around is cemented over.
Yeah.
Because then I wrote that's for sure when they're in hell. Or probably in hell.
I mean, all of this, like, and Dante's Inferno is referenced a ton in this.
Mm-hmm.
Scarlett talks about it, like, right in the beginning because, like, philosophers believed that 741 feet down is hell.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the gates of hell. And then that's why they believed that halfway between the earth and hell would be where the philosopher's stone was, which is where they found it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I listened to that, too. I just didn't, like, put it together.
That's okay. That's all right.
Okay, so Weird Girl pushes Benji. Benji dies. And then George, then they have to climb up through the gigantic tunnel of bones. And that's when George sees his brother, Danny.
Yeah.
Like, kind of in, is there water under the bones, or is it just like shadows?
It's an illusion. Okay. It looks like water, and he sees water, but I think it's just shadow.
I think it's kind of shadows, like playing mind games on him.
And that's when I think Scarlett, like, tells Pap, like, the story of what happened.
I thought that was back in the beginning when they first were, like, walking through the water.
All right.
But maybe not.
Probably. That sounds more right.
Sure. And then shortly after that, they get through the bones. And then there's a ton of screaming in the tunnels. And you see, like, a fire up ahead. And Pap starts, like,
freaking out.
And they come. So they come across the car. It's on fire. There's somebody in the back seat. It's, like, a young man.
Yeah.
He turns and looks at them. And he's, like, super badly burned. And Pap is like, it wasn't my fault. And then the burned guy reaches out of the car and grabs him. And then Scarlett and George grab him on the other side. And they're like playing tug of war. And Pap is like losing his fucking mind.
Yeah.
Which, who wouldn't?
And that's where Pap had like gotten the burn on his hand.
Yeah.
In the beginning, they asked like why Pap had a burn on his hand. And Zed was just like, oh, it happened when he was a kid.
I don't think he even says that. He's just said, like, we don't talk about it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, we don't talk about that.
So
Zed probably knew the guy, too. Like, everybody.
Yeah.
It was.
And I want to know that story. Like, what actually happened?
I would assume, like, a bad car accident. Since in movies, cars, when they get in accidents,
they blow up.
Burst into flames.
And he, maybe.
Sometimes before they even hit anything. What one was that? Prom night?
Prom night.
The van goes off the cliff and explodes.
The air ignited the gas.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, like, I want to know, like, were they, was Pap driving drunk? Was there something else going on? And then they crashed the car.
Well,
and
it's all just stuff, like, that they feel guilty for.
Yeah.
So maybe he crashed the car and he couldn't get his friend out before it burned up, or.
He didn't.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe he just blamed himself for the car accident.
I wonder if there's a book.
For this movie?
Yeah.
There might be.
Because I bet that would, I mean, I don't know if there is, but that would be cool.
It would be cool because it would go a lot more in depth as to what the hell was going on.
So yeah, they're fighting over Pap, and then the car kind of like implodes on itself.
It like,
and like starts disappearing.
Concaves. Like
it's just like the house in Poltergeist.
Yes.
It just gets sucked into like a vacuum. Well, then it like goes into the ground, and then all of a sudden
Pap's
from like the calf up is sticking out of the ground, and it like wiggles for
a
second.
Why?
And then
why did he just not get like pulled in enough
to make it fucking weirder.
Oh, yeah.
To make us be like, oh, my God.
Because it was weird. And they went and they tried to, like, dig him up.
They were trying to pull him out, but, like...
That's not going to work. It was, like, concrete.
Yeah. They tried to get him out, though. And then, yeah, and then stuck in the ground, question mark.
Yeah.
And then I think it's real cute because it was, like, right after that that George was like, that week in Turkey was the best time of my life.
Yeah, because it's like that in any movie where somebody is about to die or a lot of death is going on. They yeah. reminisce and...
So they're like, oh, you know, you got to say it.
Yeah, that week in Turkey.
Now's your chance. You might not get another one. Oof. And then this part I thought was kind of cheesy.
The chair?
No.
What part?
Oh, I forgot about the chair part. Mm-hmm. Why did I just, like, skip all over?
Because that's what we do. That's how we do things.
Oh, yeah. There's, like, a weird robed person that's yeah. following them.
Yeah.
What
part did you think was cheesy?
The, like, stone demons.
Yeah, that were in the walls.
Yeah, they're mm-hmm. going down this tunnel and there's kind of like these creepy faces. It looks like they're carved into it. It's like everything's white and gray.
I thought that was creepy.
And then all of a sudden they're jumped by like trolls. That is really weird. And I would have never noticed if Mike wouldn't have pointed it out.
Now it's going to be one of those things where every time I drink something, you're going to be like, oh, are you gulping it?
So they're in this tunnel. They're like getting close to being out. Like they're almost there.
Yeah.
And then these stone demons come out. And
I don't know if they were almost there though. And it's because of like what's going to happen in the next like 5 minutes. Because she has to like reverse everything.
Yeah, but like they're close because like. Oh, I just yeah. found something dumb. So...
Yeah, that's okay.
The stone demons attack them. George gets bit in the neck, so he's, like, yeah. bleeding out.
Yes.
She has Zed apply pressure. She tries using the stone, and then, boom, she realizes that the stone isn't
going to... It's a false stone.
It's not going to work. Because she took it from the one side, so now it's not going to work on the other side. She has to go and does she put it back or does she take the other one?
She has to replace it.
Okay.
Or, like, put it back.
But she puts it back on the wrong side.
She has to right what was wronged. And yes. all of there are a ton of like riddles and stuff that go on. And so she's thinking, he says something to her. In
yeah, he kind of like whispers something. It's like
Vertoli or something, and it's essentially like you have to write what is wrong.
Yeah. So she goes like booking it back through. She like punches out the stone demons. She's like, she's on a mission.
And she becomes barefoot too because she goes through.
Oh, yeah. The like screaming weird water tunnel thing
is now filled with blood.
Is now blood and arms grabbing
her. Blood and arms grabbing her. And this is where. She kind of
loses her fucking mind.
Yeah.
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 Because at this point, she's like completely covered in blood. She's got no shoes on.
They took her shoes.
Yeah. Bitches.
Bitches.
She's frantic trying to get the stone back. Mm-hmm. But did she climb over all the bones? Did they show that part?
She did, but they don't see it. Like she backtracks to the stone room. Or to the room
okay.
where the philosopher's stone. Like,
did she just
stone?
Skip the bones this
time? No, and she's, like, crawling through the well, too. Or, like, shimmying down the well or up the well, whatever.
Yeah.
She must freaking be so strong.
She's Lara Croft.
Yeah,
you play that true. Video game.
That's true.
She's, like, swinging from ropes yeah. and swimming unrealistically far underwater.
Yeah.
Jumping into waterfalls.
So she goes and she puts the stone back and she says something that's like as above, so below, as I believe the world to be, so it is.
Yeah.
And so that's when the mirror shows up or like the shiny part in the mirror and she realizes that she is the stone.
Is that what that was?
Mm-hmm. She realizes that you don't have to have the stone in your possession. You only have to have the stone in your possession for like 10 minutes or something, and then you have eternal.
I wondered about that because so that happens. She replaces a stone. She sees herself in the mirror.
Or like, as I am, so you are, or something. Like, she could
have like wrote it down.
I could have wrote it down, but I didn't.
She says a thing. She looks in the mirror. She's like, oh, fuck. Like, figures it out.
I am the stone.
Yeah, exactly. Like, ultimate power. So then she goes running back through once again, punches out the stone demons.
Yeah.
Which that was when. So as she's running back, there's like a group of like hooded figures that are coming to get George.
Yeah.
And Zed is just freaking out and they don't know what to do.
Yeah. And this is also where she sees her dad hanging.
Oh, and that was so sad.
She hugs him and she makes peace with him. She's like, I'm so sorry I didn't answer the phone.
I didn't know how bad it was.
Right. And she kisses him and then he disappears.
Yeah.
So that was her kind of making
Well, that was peace. Her kind of like figuring out like the ultimate level of the riddle for like the next part.
Yeah.
So the hooded figures are coming for George. She just like punches through all them, just crazy trying to get back mm-hmm. to her man. People are going to watch this and they're going to be like, that didn't happen.
None of this happened.
We should do one like that where we just make everything up.
And have it be like a really popular movie too.
Like Omen.
So there's this girl, right? And she's like a really saintly girl and she goes around performing miracles.
We just make shit up. Ugh. Okay, so then she just like puts her hand on his neck, boom, healed.
He's healed. And then they go to the tunnel or the well again.
Yeah, they're back at another well.
Back at another well. And she says, you have to make peace with your demons, essentially.
Oh, and I said also more fucking running. Because running with those cameras, man.
It's pretty awful.
It was right before Susie died or like right around that time. As soon as they got to hell, I also got to hell and wanted to vomit.
I'm sorry.
I made it sorry through, though, and I can recommend it for people that, like, you know.
It's a good one.
Don't have motion sickness. But anyway, so they get to the well, and then they're like, you just have to take a leap of faith.
Essentially, yeah. And
also, Last Crusade.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So George says, George comes out with what happened. He says, my brother's ankle was caught, blah, 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 I got lost.
Yeah.
And so he said that he's never told that story to anybody and that he was sorry. Boom. He's good.
What was Zed's then?
Zed got a girl pregnant and didn't acknowledge the kid as his.
Really?
Mm-hmm. He says that. Yeah.
Where? Maybe I...
Like at the end, because they have to say whatever they are most guilty for. And that's...
But he wasn't ever haunted. You never saw anything like going after him.
Nope.
Anyway, so they all just take the leap of faith and hold hands and jump down this well together.
I know.
Not even one at a time.
Not even one at a time. All together.
Wouldn't they bump into each other or hit the walls or something?
I think that they would like fall on each other because it's a tight well.
Yeah.
So they land and... They believe that they are trapped. There's no doors. There's nothing.
They're in an oubliette.
She's in the oubliette. Quiet.
She shouldn't have gotten that far.
Okay. A bog of eternal stench.
Wrong movie.
Yeah. So they look and they see a manhole cover in the floor.
Yeah.
And they
start pulling on it to try to pull it up, and they can't pull it up.
What's up is down.
Well, yeah.
What's down is up.
But they see the cover, and they're like, oh, and they're pulling on it, and then one of them, like, pushes it for a second, and it moves, and they realize that they have to push it down.
Down and over.
And over. So they push it down and over, and then the whole screen, like, flips, and you see their legs coming out.
Boom. Like,
mind blown.
Yeah.
So they're coming out of the hole, like, legs first.
Yep.
Which was pretty cool.
It was pretty cool. And then they just, like, they get up and they're on the streets of Paris.
She's got no shoes, covered with, they're all covered they're with all blood covered and dirt in blood. And disgusting. They don't have any of their shit. Like, they lost it all along the way.
And Zed just kind of looks at them and, like, pieces out. He, like, walks away.
Wouldn't you?
I would. I'd be like, I'm done. No Your more. Your
friends freaking die down this hole.
Like all of his friends died. Like yeah. He's been friends with them for years.
How do you know?
Because he talks about Pap's friend in the car.
Oh, that's true. So they've been friends a while.
Yeah. I don't know about like.
I just had to call you out of that.
How do you know? You don't know.
Okay, so I think you would definitely recommend it.
I would absolutely recommend it. It's very good. If you get motion sickness, though, maybe pop a Dramamine.
Maybe, because as much as I liked it, I will not watch it again just
yeah
because of that.
But it's really good, and the historical references in it are awesome. Like, a lot of them.
Like, if you want a scary version of the Da Vinci Code,
yeah,
this is it.
Because, like I said, a lot of the stuff that Scarlett says and researches is all, like, myths and stuff that,
mm-hmm.
like, you can look up, like, in
yeah.
on Google.
And it's actual real. Stuff that they, like,
yeah.
they didn't make up. Sorry, my face is greasy.
That's okay. But, yeah, Nicholas Flamel, super cool. Like, he was a book dealer or something in France, and he found this book and he translated it, and he like traveled around in Europe.
Was he a real person?
He was a real person.
Oh, okay. The whole time, anytime they said his name, what was it? Flamel?
Mm-hmm.
All I could think of was Top Secret and Dr. Flamage. So I'm like, wait, did they say Flamage? Anyway.
Is he the guy with the magnifying glass?
No, it's the girl's dad.
Oh!
That they, like, take prisoner to
That was work. So funny.
Yeah.
That movie is very good.
It is a good one.
But, yeah, actual person. I mean, the Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone. That's – he was supposedly one of the wizards in Harry Potter.
What?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, they talk about Nicholas Flamel and his Philosopher's Stone.
Oh.
Yeah. The Sorcerer's Stone is like the American version, but in the UK it was Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I guess that makes sense.
And if you look at the Noble Collection, you can buy the Philosopher's Stone out of the Harry Potter section. So if you want a replica, that's where it is. Way easier.
Way easier than going to hell.
Right.
And having all your friends die along the way.
Yeah. But yeah, I'd recommend it.
Alrighty. Are you going to do your thing?
Oh, yeah.
Your weird thing that you do at the end?
If you like dealing with us.
If you like putting up with us.
If you like putting up with us, we upload every Monday at 6 p.m. And it's a different movie every week. And if you want to know what movie we're going to be talking about that Monday, sure, makes sense. Follow us on Instagram. It's /your movie review, all one word, all lowercase, because you can put hyphens and like stuff
know,
in it, so I feel
know.
Like I need to explain it.
I pick on you.
Yeah,
that's what I do.
The next one we're going to be doing, and I'm not going to say it, but it's going to be real good. It's my birthday episode.
Oh yeah, we're doing Chelsea's birthday episode next.
So excited. All right, everyone have a good night.
All right, bye.
Bye.